This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, check in with Ashley Jones Davis from the North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce. I want to talk right now with my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry and talk about, so people understand this, right? Y'all are open, it's just with a little variance.
Yes, sir. We're trying to follow, or not trying to, we are following all of the social distancing guidelines, all the things the mayor's been talking about every afternoon at 3 and then every night at 8 or 9. We've been listening to, reading those, making sure people keep their distance. We're keeping things disinfected, but we are still open for business. So if you need some cash during these times and you've got some gold or silver, whether that's, you know, an old class ring, a gold tooth, for goodness sakes, whatever it happens to be, if you've got some gold or silver you're thinking of selling, please come down to the shop and let us take a look at it, make you an offer on it. We're actually buying gold and silver right now on the bullion side. Some of that we're paying over spot just to get it in because the supply side of this has gotten a little crazy, like we've talked about over the last couple of weeks.
I know it changes throughout the day, but kind of generally right now, what's gold looking like? What's silver?
It's really interesting because right now gold is over $1,700 an ounce. We haven't seen that in a very long time. Silver right now is hovering right around $1,530, $1,550 an ounce, which is about what it was 1 year ago today, pretty close to that. And right now the demand is so high, if you came in here with silver bullion, especially if you had quantities of it, I will pay you over spot for that silver bullion. And at the same time, we've got silver bullion coming in every day, gold coming in every day. So if you're looking for items to purchase, to take some of your cash and get into some of those hard assets, we've got plenty of gold and silver available pretty much every day.
And because the letter of the law or letter of the ordinance and y'all complying with it, your gift side is not open in the real world, but in the online world, y'all are open. You are telling me how many items y'all have on eBay?
It's over 9,000 individual unique items on eBay, whether you're looking for a beautiful piece of jewelry for a loved one, whether it's for a birthday, or maybe just to cheer them up. You know, a lot of us are getting really stressed throughout this time. Can still do your shopping. You just don't get to come into the shop and socialize with us and look at everything. You can sit on your couch or sit in your easy chair, pull up mobilebaycoins.com, check out the link, the shopping link right there. That'll take you to our eBay store. Over 9,000 items in stock. We can ship them to you. We ship Monday through Friday every single day of the week. The stuff's going to arrive to you in great condition, well packaged, well packed, and you don't have to go out there and run any particular risks.
All right.
If you want to buy or sell something and you do want to come by the shop but you're a little concerned, call us when you get here and we will provide curbside service for you. We will do everything we can to try to make things work for you during this crazy time.
So whether it's in person for the gold and silver or online for all the other items, but y'all are open. You're still doing business here in Mobile. Y'all are still serving the public.
Yes, sir. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Saturdays, 9 till about 1 or 2. We've been sort of selling out on stuff real quickly on Saturdays, so we're closing a little bit early sometimes, but we are here. We will help you out. They can contact us off of Facebook, Instagram, the website, call us here at the shop, 725-1590. Whatever you need, however we can help you, you know, with what we do, we will do our best.
All right, Angelo, I appreciate that, and we'll check back in with you tomorrow.
Have a good one, my friend.
All right, you too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. That's the way they're navigating this new economy and the rules that are facing them. So make sure you check them out online. As it takes, I imagine it takes a long time to get that many items posted up on eBay. Although that's how a lot of local businesses and small businesses are having to do to be able to stay active during this. Actually, I want to talk about this more. My friend Ashley Jones Davis, Executive Director of the North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce, is joining us to talk about just that, how businesses are navigating this new economy. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Sean. How are you guys doing?
We're making it. How about that in your area, North Baldwin? You got to have a lot of businesses that are dealing with the same thing that they're dealing with there at Mobile Bay Coins.
Absolutely. A ton of our small businesses, you know, they've had to get what I call creative through this process. Some have been forced to shut their doors, unfortunately, your hair salons and your gyms and things like that. But our small retailers, even our restaurants, are getting creative in the field of delivery and online and gift card shopping and these fun social media things that they're doing to keep their customers engaged during this time. It's really exciting to see. kind of terrifying that they're having to go through it. We're helping them get through that and hopefully come out the other side intact.
Yeah, what are you getting the most questions from small businesses? What are they asking you, Ashley, for guidance on or help with?
We usually get questions after the governor or the health department, state health officer, issues an order, because, you know, it's a lot of information, and we usually read through it and try to understand it and get clarification from those offices to make sure our businesses have clarification. But on the flip side of that, the majority of the calls we get are about the Small Business Administration, the EIDL loans, the Paycheck Protection loans, you know, things of that nature to help them navigate to the right source that they need to go to.
Yeah, a lot of people were, we talked about it on this show last week when the Attorney General's office came back and rendered an opinion about the use of, and I at that point also talked about it with Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl here on the Mobile side, about not being able to use money to assist small business. The Attorney General said that, but you want to clarify for North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce. What's the difference, and explain that to us?
Yes, so your North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce is an independent 501c6, and we have the North Baldwin Chamber Foundation, which is classified as a 501c3 charitable nonprofit. It was established to help the chamber support its mission, and which includes supporting small businesses and small business development and workforce and things like that. So while we were very disappointed in the Attorney General's opinion, we don't disagree with his findings. I mean, it is a state, it's in the Constitution, but we were disappointed with that opinion because we had just launched the Small Business Relief Fund, and our city and one of our utility companies was a major contributor to get that fund off the ground, and quickly, within 24 hours, they could no longer contribute to the fund because of that opinion. But it doesn't mean that the fund does not exist. Because it's run through a 501c3 nonprofit, we can still have the program, the Small Business Relief Fund. We can still accept tax-deductible contributions and award these small grants to our local businesses to help them get over the hump. We just can't use city or public funds to fund the fund.
Okay. So, I mean, and this is a kind of money we've talked about in the past, not all of us, not specifically just you and I, but that is used to incentivize bringing other businesses into areas, right? I know on the Mobile County side, that's, and so I think there's some frustration there. I understand the AG, like you. I mean, I looked at the law he's working off of. I understand it, but there is frustration that money's used to bring other businesses in a time like this. It's not available for the businesses that are already there.
Yes, absolutely. It was a point of contention the 24 hours following that opinion coming out. I was on the phone with lots of attorneys, and from where we sit, you know, incentivizing business is incentivizing business, but Alabama, and there's lines in the sand that distinguish what you can and can't do. And unfortunately, in a case like this, public funds to support small business, I think the words they used were it didn't have a direct public purpose. It was an indirect, so therefore you couldn't set up funds to be used in that manner.
But the funds you're saying that y'all, that come from the, not from there, but from the donations in the, what is the name of the, it's a subset, right? It's the 501c3
501c3 is the North Baldwin Chamber Foundation.
Okay.
And it has a separate board of directors, and it has set up the Small Business Relief Fund. And any contributions that are made to that organization or that fund are tax deductible. We are recognized as a 501c3 with the IRS. We are registered. And we've shifted our focus. Now we're calling on corporations and businesses and local foundations and even individuals that have not been, you know, impacted by COVID-19 that can give a little to help our small businesses. Because honestly, in a town our size, our small businesses have given so much over the years. They're the ones sponsoring the T-ball teams and the baseball teams and buying advertisements in the football program. You know, our small businesses have given over the years, and this is a chance for us to give them a little something. All of the money that's donated, 100% of it goes to the small business. And the goal of this, I've had a lot of people say, well, can't they get help from the SBA program? Well, yes and no. Some of them can, but some of them can't. You know, with the CARES Act or any legislation, there are groups that fall through the cracks. And unfortunately, what I call your true small businesses, when they have 10 or less employees, or even in our case, 1, 2, and 3 employees, they don't fit the mold to get the help that they need. So this small business fund will allow us to grant them some immediate relief so that they can pay their rent and their utilities and their mortgage and get over this hump to figure out how to best manage their future and ensure a future.
Yeah, and that's the point. There's, listen, people who donate to a fund like this can do it altruistically and do it for the right reasons, and I think they all should. But if somebody needs an additional motivation, the way we see it as a small business here down, you know, another county, but we all are part of one economy. And if you can donate and if you can help other small businesses, that if somebody wants to look at it completely, you know, just from a business aspect, that money is important to come back to you one day at some degree in your business by getting the economy back online or just having individuals be able to, you know, exist in this economy and keep money flowing.
Absolutely. And I've said it since the beginning, you know, we're walking a really fine line here between the health and well-being of our citizens and keeping people safe and healthy and making sure our healthcare providers have the tools that they need to take care of people when they get sick. But on the other side of that line, you know, your chambers in Mobile and Baldwin County, we're working to make sure there's an economy to come back to. And it's a balancing act. It really is.
Do you see people pulling together up there, for example, like you're talking about restaurants, for example? Are people going ahead and saying, you know, maybe I only got dinner once a month from whatever the place is. Now I'm getting it once a week. I mean, do you see that kind of activity going on in Bay Minette and North Baldwin?
Absolutely. For our office alone, you know, we're an office of 3 people, and for the past 3 weeks, we've probably gotten takeout for lunch every day, okay, which is not something that we do. You know, I mean, people, not just in our office, but even the we have a lot of industry up here. A lot of our industries and manufacturers, you know, those people are getting takeout, and they're getting lunch delivered, and they're ordering in, and people are probably, you know, as long as they're capable, spending more money on eating out, frankly, because it's annoying to go to the grocery store if you think about it. Yep. Right now. But a lot more people are investing their dollars into our small businesses. You know, we have a lot of small retail shops, and over Easter weekend, they do curbside pickup for some great gifts. And, you know, it's able to carry them through. It's not the best situation, but it sure could be a whole lot worse.
All right. People that are looking for help or people are looking to help, Ashley, how do they get in touch with you?
The easiest thing for them to do is to go to northbaldwinchamber.com. At the top of our page, you'll see 3 tabs. One is for resources for business related to COVID-19. We actually have a social distance dining tab to keep track of what restaurants are open in the area and what they're offering. And there's a tab for the Small Business Relief Fund if you're interested in donating or applying.
All right. We appreciate your time. I appreciate what you're doing in North Baldwin. Please keep us in the loop.
We sure will. Thanks so much, Sean.
All right. Always a pleasure. Ashley Jones Davis checking in from the North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce. We're coming right back for some text and phone calls at 343-0106.
WKRG News 5, I'm Devin Walsh. Carnival Cruise Lines is extending their pause in operations through June 26th amid the coronavirus pandemic. Carnival posted the announcement on Twitter today saying the pause in operation affects all North American sailings. Carnival says guests whose cruises have been affected should have received an email from Carnival or their travel advisor with instructions on how to claim a cancellation offer or a refund. Students in Mobile County began distance learning today. Students have several options: online instruction, televised instruction, and televised instructions with paper packets and teacher check-ins. In Baldwin County, distance learning begins on Wednesday. The Chick-fil-A on Dauphin Street in Mobile is saying thank you to our first responders with free chicken. Police, firefighters, and EMTs can get a free original chicken sandwich between 2 p.m. and 9 p.m. tonight. Devin Walsh, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.